number one, Juan Pablo Montoya and Kyle Busch have come together under the caution flag. Both of them spun. A number of cars had to take evasive action at low speed. Kyle Busch has punched in the nose of the Interstate Battery Toyota.
Yeah, and this had to have happened under caution because these other guys had time to wreck and crank up and get going again.
All right, here we go. 07, and Hornets just clipped the 07 of Boyer. Now, everybody else did a great job here. Now, you see the 18 and the 42 got through that cleanly. There was no problem.
You see the caution flag waving.
Oh, man, 42 just turned into the 18.
Oh, he came back and got it.
Yeah, the 42 turned left, which turned the 18 to the outside wall, and he spun around and clipped him again.
Now, that was pretty much it. That's about as intentional as you can get to turn in a car. Montoya completely did that on purpose.
That looked intentional, man.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland, Tom Glitherow, Terry Berg with you this evening as we are coming right up to 8 o'clock. And good to have you with us. Mike Miniger just joined us. We're still chuckling about that 2.5 minutes after he was done. That's a busy man. Tom, there you go. You're all good to go now. Are you there?
I'm here, just waiting on
good.
You, man.
Let's go. Let's chat with somebody who's going to have an interesting time coming up here pretty quick, and that is Jeff Barkshire. Jeff, as I dig my notes out here, had a nice year in 2004, won both the Miller 200 at South Sound Speedway and the Fall Classic at Yakima. He was the 2005 Rookie of the Year in the NASCAR Elite Northwest Series, drives the number 46 Centennial Batteries SPE Dodge in the Camping World West. He was the Rookie of the Year in 2008, got his first series win here, right here at Evergreen Speedway, and Rookie of the Race 9 times. And also, if that wasn't busy enough last year, he got married on November 22nd. So Jeff Barkshire joins us. How are you tonight, Jeff?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. And you?
Good. Good. You all ready to head the trail down to Southern California and make some noise down there?
Absolutely. I've had enough of the weather up here. And given a good opportunity to get the cars all ready to go, so we're itching to get out of town.
Cool. Let's first of all talk about your 2008 season. It was a family operated team. Your dad put it all together, and you and a pretty much all volunteer crew really made a lot of noise in the schedule in 2008.
Yeah, it was pretty much we met all of our goals. It went great. You know, we got the win and the rookie deal, and It was pretty neat to be able to do it because, like you say, we were doing it on kind of a smaller budget and a family team, and went out and I think surprised a lot of people being able to run up front and put together all the good finishes we were able to do, and that's all because of my guys and like you say, it's all volunteer and there's so much heart in our team it makes it really rewarding.
Jeff, for a lot of our listeners that may not be aware, but give us a little idea of the travel schedule and the things that come into that along with the, you know, the longer races and the things that you need to do. Kind of give us a little outline of what it's like to run your operation.
Yeah, it's it's pretty hard, especially I work full-time as a truck driver for FedEx. I'm actually work right now, but it made it pretty hectic, and I drive the truck to the races and stuff, and then pulling, especially, you know, Phoenix and Texas and Iowa is a pretty big burden, and when we do the companion events, it's usually a middle-of-the-week deal, so it's big sacrifices for all of the team, but everybody feels it's worth it, and, you know, it's in the longer races, they, you know, it takes a lot more maintenance when it comes to the cars, you know, even compared to the Elite Series where most of the races were 125 laps, and most of these are 200 or more, and so it takes its toll on the equipment and the guys and everything else, but it's that much more rewarding to run up front and finish well.
Now, you had also, as I was looking at my notes here, you kind of had a couple of different experiences last year, and the more I think about it, especially when you were talking about the differences between running on the Camping World West Series versus the Elite and the Upper End Touring Series, but you got to run a couple road courses last year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was it was interesting. I'd never driven on a road course really in anything. I ran a shifter cart at one point for one race, but other than that, it was a new ball game, and it's an absolute kick in the pants. I'd like to do it some more. We weren't able to do it quite right because we don't have like a road course car, and so we were just kind of making one of our circle track cars work, and you know, so we were, didn't quite have the brakes we needed and stuff, but it was, we ended up putting together okay finishes in them, and like I say, it's something I want to do some more, because it's just, it's really fun, and to be able to say you're a good road racer is a pretty good asset on
oh yeah
MMA.
Yeah, it is. You are coming up on the 24th, and I'm sure that the crew and you are working pretty hard on getting ready to pull off, like we started off the interview with, something pretty spectacular down at Irwindale Speedway with the Toyota All-Star Showdown. They've tried different versions of this, but eventually, you know, the big stud winner is from the, you know, either the Camping World East or Camping World West. But you've put in a few shows, I'm sure, down at Irwindale. Tell us about what kind of track it is and what your, I know what your expectations are coming up for this, but what do you have that's going to take you to the front?
Well, I've got... a bunch of ideas in my head of different setup stuff I'd like to try. We had a terrible string of luck there, both in the tour stuff and in the Camping World series, with just bad luck. We had four flat tires there, and every time ended up in the fence, and so it was kind of the thorn in our side racetrack, but until this year, and we got our setup stuff a little bit better there, and kind of kicked some of that bad luck, and we got a second and a fourth there, and would like to better that. I think our car needs to be a little better than it was either of those races. And like I say, I've got a few ideas and stuff I want to try, and hopefully it'll work. We're going down with the goal of winning the whole deal. It would be nice to get that paycheck too. And but it's going to be, you know, the track's fast, and they're going to be some big names there too. Like, I guess Hornaday's coming out for it, and Matt Crafton, and so it's going to be probably the biggest competition level that there's ever been there. So, but hopefully that'll just be that much better when we win.
You've got, as best I know, there's 13 drivers from the Camping World East are locked in, 13 from the West, 250 laps national TV. Do you approach it differently because the format's a little unusual?
Yes and no. Like you say, the race is longer than even our normal races, so it's, you got to take that into consideration, and the track, it lends itself to being able to pass if you have a car that's good enough to go to the front. So it'll be definitely a tire management deal. These tires are pretty good, but the guy at the end, if you've saved your stuff, can still make a move. And so I think there'll be more of that, and staying out of trouble. It seems like the Showdown, especially a few years, has gotten pretty rough. I think that's kind of a result of getting people from different backgrounds, maybe people that don't race there that much, and it is so racy that it's lent itself, especially in the Showdown, to being a pretty rough race. So it's going to be a stay-out-of-trouble deal for 150 laps and try to make it happen.
How important is the national TV for you?
It'd be huge to run good there. We're still trying to put together a financial situation where we can run the whole series, and a good run there would be pretty huge to our program, I believe.
They're going to be showing the Irwindale Shootout on Speed beginning at 7 p.m. Pacific time both nights on the, what is it, 23rd and 24th. So all of you make sure and gather around your TVs and root our boy Jeff on. One other question I wanted to ask you before we let you go and get back to work, because I'm sure with the weather that we've had, you've been pretty busy. Saw that you got married on November 22nd. Where'd you go on your vacation or on your honeymoon?
Went to Hawaii for 9 days.
What island were you on?
Went to Kauai for 5 and Oahu for 4, and we're ready to go back to Kauai. That was yeah. was pretty awesome. We're ready to stay there for another week.
Oh, man, how about a lifetime? Have you ever been there before?
Just a long time ago, so it was pretty neat being able to do it. And
no racetracks in Hawaii, so why the heck did he go there, you know?
That's why.
You know, that's what the wintertime's for, I suppose.
So you in shape to get behind the wheel again? You haven't... been a few months since you've been behind the wheel of the car, but you all ready to go? Got that doing your upper body and upper cardio ready to go?
Yeah, the best I can. Of course, holidays, you know, I've been doing a fair amount of eating.
Oh, I'll bet you have,
we're ready to rock and roll.
All right, Jeff. Oh, what, you got one more for me?
I was just going to ask, we opened the segment with Juan Pablo wrecking one of the bushes. You ever wrecked anybody on purpose, and who and where was it?
Oh, well, maybe not that I'd speak of.
Ah, come on. It's just us.
not really in the Camping World Series. I've gotten along great with everybody in there. Maybe back in the tour days, I've turned a couple guys here and there, but I try to be pretty clean. I can't afford to be putting race cars back together. I can't in fixing them. It takes too much time, especially with these cars. So I try to keep a pretty clean nose and a good relationship with everybody.
It does come back to haunt you, doesn't it?
Yeah. At times, it's pretty tempting to get out there and really, really be rough. And I'm pretty aggressive, but at the same time, it's especially when you're running for points. And as a rookie, you know, it's best, I think, to try to gain everybody's respect, and that way, you know, you're not tearing your stuff up every week and getting good finishes.
Well, Jeff, we've got another show coming up on Monday night, February 9th. And man, I'd love to call you and talk to you as a winner of that of the shootout coming up. But good luck down there. I know it's quite an event. They really put out all the stops. Probably a lot like what you saw at the Camping World Banquet that you really, you know, you turned a lot of heads in 2008, you and your entire team. So congratulations on the season and best of luck in 2009, man.
Yeah, thank you. NASCAR does a great job with this series, especially with Camping World and everything. And they always do a bang-up job with the showdown. They usually get, you know, a lot of big names. It's announcers. Waltrip's been there at least a couple times. And they do a good job of promoting it on speed and everything. So it's a pretty big deal, big to us. It's time to hopefully break out, and hopefully we can have that interview on the 9th as the winner.
All right. We'll make it happen, buddy. We'll be watching you. Good luck, okay?
Right on.
Thank
you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Jeff Barkshire, your 2008 Camping World West Rookie of the Year winner out here at Evergreen Speedway, and we really wish him a lot of good luck. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get hold of Andrew Cadell. He's got a pretty cool story, too, as he's a young man that's going to be doing some pretty cool things coming up here later on this month at Daytona International Speedway. Stick with us. This is North Sound Racing on North Sound 1380 KRKO Everest.